This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You might call them flip-flops. Others call them thongs. Way back in the day, apparently they were called go-aheads because it was so hard to walk backwards in them. By any name, though, I use flip-flops. They're pretty much the official shoes of summertime. If you live in California or Florida, it's the official shoes of a whole lot longer than that. Last year, Americans spent more than $2.5 billion on flip-flops. So, continuing with season two of our series, Summer, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
We put Marketplace's Rima Kreis on the trail of one of the world's oldest shoes.
This was a pretty tough assignment. I had to put on sunscreen and spend an entire afternoon at Venice Beach. That's where I found 29-year-old Travis Huber. He was staring out into the ocean, arms folded, standing guard over three pairs of rubber flip-flops. His friends...
And one's my girlfriend's who needs to go to the bathroom, so they're running out into the water.
After Huber's companions are done peeing in the ocean, I hit them with it. Do you know where flip-flops come from?
I do not know where flip-flops came from.
His girlfriend, Lauren Candela, has a theory.
People that were, like, lost at a desert island or some kind of cool jungle, and they wanted to protect their feet, because as soon as your feet get hurt, you're done.
Then, but when did the name flip-flop come to origin?
Good question, Huber. I'll come back to that in a bit. First, the beginning.
Well, they are probably the oldest form of footwear.
Tamara Lindsay is the founder of the Shoe College in Arizona. Yeah, that's a thing. She says flip-flops date back to ancient Egypt, you know, 4000 BC. But multiple cultures have put their own twist on the sandals. For example, instead of placing the strap after your big toe...
The Romans used the second toe, and the Mesopotamians the third toe.
Interesting. Okay, so what about the modern-day flip-flop? Elizabeth Semmelhack is the curator of the Bata Shoe Museum in Toronto.
It's clear, to me at least, that it originated in Japan.
During World War II, Japan was big into rubber production. It took over rubber tree plantations across Southeast Asia.
And so obviously they lose the rubber regions after the war leaves, but the industry itself was still viable.
In the 1950s, Japan began shipping rubber flip-flops to the U.S. They were one of the earliest exports after the war, and they were called zoris, after Japanese thongs, typically made of straw.
It's interesting that Americans were willing to consume footwear that was so clearly linked to a recent enemy state.
Those early flip-flop adopters were mostly American housewives.
Who would wear a pair of rubber thongs in the shower, maybe puttering around the house.
Soon, children started wearing them. Cheap and cheerful, they quickly became a summer staple. Then, in the late 1990s, this humble poolside shoe became trendy. Havaianas, a Brazilian-based company, helped make that happen with splashy and sparkly styles. Marcio Mora is the U.S. president.
Our cheapest model sells for $18, and then we have all the way to above $100, right?
The global company produces about 220 million pairs of flip-flops a year. Diane Shader-Smith, a publicist, has her share. At her home in Los Angeles, she tours me through her impressive flip-flop collection. She's got more than 30.
Your shoes reflect your personality, and the flip-flop reflects mine.
Shader-Smith wears flip-flops every day. Every day. Basic ones to the stores, shinier ones for meetings with high-end clients, bejeweled flip-flops for weddings.
This is my most expensive pair. It's from Neiman Marcus. It's $400.
That's because of the pricey leather and abalone shells.
These are my cheapest pair. They were on sale for $15.
Shader-Smith says people often ask,
do you even own a pair of decent shoes?
Do you?
I actually have a lot of shoes upstairs I never wear, ever.
Oh, I am so not a fan of flip-flops.
That is Squid Vicious, or his online name anyway. He's from Oregon City and hates flip-flops so much that he felt compelled to create a Facebook group and website where haters can unite.
We've almost come together like a community.
He says it's the sound that irritates him most.
It's like in a scary movie when the music changes and you're like, okay, well, something bad's going to happen. It's like the flip-flop sound's just going to get closer and closer until eventually you see the suspect.
And that brings us back to Huber's question.
But when did the name flip-flop come to origin?
The term was coined in the 60s, and it was based, surprisingly enough, on that slapping sound only flip-flops can make. In Venice Beach, I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.